Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
Ben O'Connor, great to talk to you. Head of the Munster Championship. As a player, the Munster Championship was always very special, but now as an inter-county manager, what are the feelings and emotions as you head into it?
Yeah, I suppose for my own clientele, this was a brilliant day out, going to Turles for matches, going to Limerick. I suppose they were in here. We're our only venues because just capacities. But no, we always look forward to it. First round championship in Turles was one of the places to be. I suppose now that we've come to the other side of the sideline, I suppose there's a bit more on it. As in, when you were playing, you only had to worry about yourself, get your gear on the bus and turn up and think about your own things. Whereas there's a lot going on in this gig now. But we've great backroom with us, and it just makes it easier, and can't wait for it really. With next 3 weeks we've Tip and then we've Limerick here, and now we'll break in after that, but look, the next 3 weeks are three massive weeks for Cork.
And these are the days that hurling fans live for, these are the days that hurling intercounty players and managers also live for. This is what you signed up for and you want to be part of it. Can I just ask you, since you've taken the job, you've seen it as a player, you've seen the hype and how the hype can get out of control, and how every game is either a disaster or it's fantastic, there's very little middle ground. Are you enjoying it? Is it something you've been able to actually enjoy, or are you just so focused on it that there's straight out of the league, straight into Munster?
No, I have to be able to enjoy it, and I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying meeting the lads every night, I'm enjoying meeting the people in the back room every night. Once we go in there, we're inside the bubble, and people say that's a bit of a cliche now, but it isn't. We go in there and we've not held in our mind on a Cork hurling. And everyone that's involved, from the players to the backroom, they're all Cork supporters at the end of the day, and they do anything for Cork hurling. So it just makes it easier when you're going to a happy group like that. And look, just take it from the players' point of view, no one gets carried away, no one gets too high, no one gets too low. Yeah. We go up to training tomorrow night, and there'll be some fella putting the flat of his back, and if he thinks he was cock of the walk before that, he'll be putting the flat of the back and his back down to it again. So that's the way it's above. And we have a great squad at the moment. I'm going to say great squad group for training, and they're all driving each other on. So no, we're delighted with the way things are going at the moment.
Yeah, we spoke to John Cleary about the footballers. One of the big bonuses for him coming out of the National League, and I asked him, I said, picking the squad for the first round of the Munster Championship is not an easy thing for you. There's an awful lot of options available to you. You're in the same boat, but these are the kind of problems a manager likes to have, that, as you said in the training sessions, everybody's putting their hand up. You can see the rise and the consistency. I think this year is the one good thing. He didn't get over the line against Limerick last day, but the consistent level of performance, how happy are you with that, and how happy are you with the options that you now have since the start of the year?
Yeah, well, I think it's very hard to pick the 26, and look, I get the horrible job of going about to 11 fellas that won't make the 26, and even the fellas didn't make the 26 aren't happy that they're not on the 15, so it is constant that way. But fellas know that you'll be picked in form of training, and fellas, we have fellas training hard every night, so as you see for the league matches this year, we've made a good few changes for a lot of matches, and I don't think that our performance has dropped by changing fellas, so it just shows that there is competition there. But I suppose it is more serious now that you're in the championship. There are along you probably more willing to make a few changes and to try out things, whereas from now on it's cutthroat and there's no second chance at this. Obviously we want to win the Munster Championship, same as we want to win everything else. We wanted to win the league, didn't win that, but the main thing is to get out of Munster, to be in 1, 2 or 3, and just to be moving on to the All-Ireland series.
You had some great days as a player against Tip, but it was always an electric atmosphere no matter where it was played, or in Tip or in here. It's going to be a fantastic atmosphere again in the opening round in that famous stadium. Heading into it, you're in off the field from our point of view, the media. You look like you're in a healthy position in that you've got a consistent level of performance. You got to a National League final, and as you said, you came away with everything you wanted out of the league, bar the cup at the very end of it. Tip, though, you have to go up. Am I right in saying, it's not a cliche, you've got to go up another level now because it's Munster Championship, but you've got time to get into place what you want the players to do come that day, because you're facing Tip, you know Liam Cahill, you know the challenge that lies ahead. how intense does the training have to go up, or are you at a level where it's just a gradual process before you hit that game?
No, championship, you have to go up a level again. You have to go up a level again because there'll be more expected of you. Mm. There's more pressure on as well, so you have to be at the pitch of it when you land over in Turles. But look, we'll have no problem with that. The heavy defeat in last year's Ireland final, that's last year, but that'll be something that'll motivate fellas. If any fella was getting ahead of himself, that'll be there to ground us.
Playing in the Munster Championship, the other side of it is it's so intense and it comes so quickly. You do get a break in the middle of it, but getting the players up to pitch and getting them at the right level for the first day especially, I don't think that's going to be an issue. It hasn't been an issue since you took over. The dangers as well, something that we spoke about, John Cleary, is your squad becomes hugely important over the next couple of weeks. You're going to pick up injuries. People are going to pick up injuries just part of the game in Munster hurling. How happy are you with the depth that you've built? Because it was one of the big challenges coming in straight away. You know, you're going to have to add a few players. Some of the guys that have come in, like William Buckley, other guys like that, Barry Walsh, have put their hand up and shown that they can do it at this level, and I would imagine that's been a huge boon for you and the backroom team.
Yeah, look, we had a few changes to the panel from last year, and every field that we brought in has kind of stepped up to the mark, and we've been lucky that way. As you're on about injuries, sure, look, you're going to play 2 weeks in a row, you're surely going to pick up some couple of injuries, so I suppose that's the carrot for a lot of fellas, that if I don't make the 26 today, I have a chance of getting on the next day, depending on injury and performances. But look, at the end of the day, if we're short some fella, next man in, and he's shoulder to the wheel, that's the way we're operating. As I said, we've panelled 37, and number 37 is important to us as number one is competition in the group, and no fear if a fella's out that, oh, we'll short this fella, we're missing this fella. We've plenty of competition in that group, and what's more, we've plenty of faith in the fellas that we're bringing.
Ben, can you switch off from this job since you took it? Is there an opportunity when you get home? I asked Pat Ryan the same thing after about 6 months of the job, because it's full on. It's full on. It's everything. You're steeped in Cork hurling. You're steeped. You've always been. It's part of your life. It's in your blood. And that's not even a cliche. But for such a high intensity job, are you able to, once training is over and you get home, are you able to switch off? Or are you just on from the moment you sign on the dotted line and that's it?
You're thinking about it a lot of the time. Even though you're standing your own home, sitting your own home, you're thinking about different things. Okay. Different scenarios, but everyone has their job in this group. So like, once I give, say, Paul the nutritionist, he'll be talking to the lads, you know, that's boxed off.
Okay.
John has media boxed off.
Yeah.
Derek with logistics. Just so once everyone's doing their job, physios and everyone's doing their job, there's constant contact, so it makes it a lot easier. And I suppose, to answer your question, then, when you're at home, you have three small ones at home, so it is easy enough to switch off at times because there's a lot more going on at home. Look, they're made for poking around at home, so you get called every evening to know that the weather will be getting a little better out fresh, which is great. And look, they're made for as well at home, so it does help. But it's just that once every fella in the group is doing their job, it just makes it easier. You don't want to be dealing with problems, and thankfully we don't have any of them.
Just finally, the support that you've gotten since you walked in the door, it's been unreal. Look, there's a huge swell and groundswell of support that was there before you got there, and you would have seen it yourself, even under 20 level. Like, people in Cork absolutely love their hurling. They're willing you to do well. They want you to go and win that All Ireland. I know you want to do the exact same. Have you been taken aback, though, even at the level of support and how intense it is and how much you need them now the next day against Tip?
Yeah, I suppose it's frightening to see. Like, you go up to Galway and you have the crowd in Galway. You go down to Kilkenny and you have more than half the crowd down there. You're filling out this place for league matches here. We had a match that didn't mean much at the end of the league against Offaly, because they were out of it, and we were more or less guaranteed the league final, and you had 20,000 people to come and watch it. Like, so it is unbelievable. But I suppose that drives on the lads as well. They do, and in fairness to the lads, they're very good. You see them there after the matches, no one walks off the field until every last autograph is signed or jersey is signed. The boys, they do stay out, and it is a bit of a chore, and there's no point saying otherwise. It is a bit of a chore, but in fairness to them, every one of them stay out and sign away. Like, so it's a great sign of fellas. It just shows the respect that they have for our events.
Excellent stuff. Best luck in the Munster Championship. We're bringing the big revenge.
Cheers.
With thanks to Ayr, delighted to be joined by Cork hurler and captain Dara Fitzgibbon. Ayr has reached another major step in its network evolution, recognised by Open Signal as having Ireland's number one 5G network coverage. Dara, happy Munster Championship week. How are you?
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the take of it, the league campaign and the Munster final is coming up. I don't know if you've seen the news that they're proposing to change the league final and the hurling to September next year to maybe coincide with a bit of festival and hurling around the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, I saw it this morning, and we were just doing having a few photos with Gerald Burns outside, and he was talking to me about it as well. And he asked me my opinion. I think it's cool. First and foremost, for the just the promotion of hurling in general, I think it's a really, really good idea. So from a player's point of view, I don't see why it shouldn't be trying to promote it worldwide because it's such a good game. So I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Would you be a golfer yourself as well, Dara?
No, I don't play. I don't play any golf. No. But it's cool to see the Ryder Cup come to Ireland.
And just coming off the back of that league final defeat to Limerick, overall, how did you find the league campaign?
I thought it was very positive. We have new management, obviously, who brought in a lot of new players and blood, and a lot of new players as well. We won 5 out of 7 games. Obviously the league final didn't go the way we would have liked, and that's probably down to the players on the pitch didn't perform to the expectations that are probably required or expected of us. So it's sharpened our focus and sharpened our preparation for Sunday against Tipperary now, which is for the most important thing.
How hard is it to turn around so quickly after such a physical game against Limerick, and you've got championship 2 weeks after that?
Yeah, it is quite difficult, to be fair. It's still quite early in the year. It's coming up to April 19th, and we've probably have 7 games played, which is a little bit different probably when I started playing in County Hurling a few years ago. I suppose the league final probably just gave us the best preparation for championship possible. If we weren't in it, we probably would be playing a league game against another county anyway. It sharpens us, and it gets us ready to the best that we hopefully can be against Tip on Sunday.
We've heard a lot already this year about Limerick bringing the standard up again a level this year. Did it feel like that out on the pitch? Are there certain learnings that you can take from that loss?
Yeah, they were excellent, to be fair, and they were excellent in the round robin game that we played below in the Gaelic rounds as well. As a playing group, having come up against them so many times in the last couple of years, we're not surprised either. Like, we know that they haven't gone away, or similar to Clare, similar to Waterford, they're not going away either. So we're all really aware of how tough the 4 games that we are coming up, and just trying to be one of the 3 teams to get out in Munster is going to be a real challenge.
Is it something you enjoy, having that jeopardy? I know it's been spoken about, saying we should let a 4th team out of Munster. Maybe it's not fair for such high quality teams to be leaving the championship so soon, but does it make it a little bit more special going in, knowing there's so much on the line from the very first game?
Yeah, I think the round robin format coming since 2018 has really made the Munster Championship extra special. We probably didn't think it could get any better, but it actually has. And each year, the standard seems to be getting better, and the games seem to be getting better. And there seems to be drama every weekend that there's a match being played. With regards to 4 teams coming out, probably if you look back, you probably have 4 chances to get out, and if you don't get out, you probably don't deserve it. And if you do get out, you do deserve it. Compared to a couple of years ago, you might have had 2 games, and if you lost those 2 games, you would have been out. So, people probably have to be a little bit careful for what they wish for as well.
And just taking a look at the game this weekend, heading up to Thurles to take on Tip. The last time you played them, there was over 30,000 people packed out Páirc Uí Chaoimh for just a standalone league game. And we've seen that the Tipperary County Board put some of their tickets back up for sale for the Cork public to get on board with. What kind of an atmosphere are you expecting?
Yeah, I think it's probably, I'm sure it's going to be a full house, and it's probably going to be electric, I think the Cork fans love travelling to Thurles as well, to be fair. And we haven't been there, we weren't there last season, so it's probably been 2 years since we've been there. I think every young fellow when they're growing up, dreams of playing in Thurles, so it's really exciting to have that ahead of us on Sunday.
It's going to be difficult to avoid conversations of this being a repeat of the All-Ireland final last year, and that does add a little bit of spice to the game. But for you yourselves, there's been a lot of talk of what will Cork do if Tipperary play the sweeper again, but are you taking this as a completely clean slate again now this year?
Yeah, it's a clean slate, and it's a new championship, and it's a new year. And we're playing the All-Ireland champions, so we're well aware of the challenge that lays ahead, and they're home and we're away as well. So it's going to be a really tough performance, that one that we're relishing as well, and looking to take on as much as we can.
And a new role for yourself this year as captain. You said it might have been a little bit of a surprise for you when Ben O'Connor asked. How proud is everyone of you, especially home in Charleville?
Yeah, it's such a privilege, to be the captain of such a great kind of team. It's probably Cork Ireland is probably a little bit historic as well, and the group of players that are there at the moment. They're such good players, but I'm lucky. I have a lot of ex-captains that are there. Very, very willing to help out with anything that needs to be, but it's not necessarily a group that kind of has one guy speaking or two guys speaking. You know what? There's 13 or 14 different guys there that have plenty of experience and are well able to share and bring their knowledge to it. And that makes for a great high performing environment.
And just for yourself, Darragh, in terms of positioning, we've seen you alternate between midfield and wing forward over the last couple of years. Where is your favourite place to play?
I honestly, I don't mind. I play all my club hurling in the half hour line. I've played probably midfield a lot for Cork over the last 10 years. The boys at home in Charleville would often be mocking me, and because I play in the half hour line with Charleville, they're saying I can't even get on in midfield in my own club team. So but I genuinely don't mind. There's pros and cons to both positions. Probably in the half hour line you're a little bit closer to the goals, and you're kind of more of a target for puck outs, so you might be you're less depending on breaks, and the game might bypass you a little bit less, but enjoying both. And I'm not going to be one to be trying to give out about what position I'm playing on the Cork senior hurling team. It's a privilege, and very grateful to be playing in either position.
We've seen Barry Walsh come in this year to that half hour line, and I know there's been a lot of talk of him not playing with the under-20s against Waterford tonight, so hopefully we might see him make his championship debut at the weekend. What's it like having younger players like that coming into the team?
Yeah, it's every panel and every team needs an injection of youth every season. Barry is coming in, he showed that he's at home, at this level with any of the games that he's played in so far, whether that's in that full far line or the half far line, but he's such a top class young guy as well. He's so level headed. And you can see that there's no kind of, I suppose, pressure or there's no nerves on him either. He's so physically, he's just in unbelievable shape. Like myself and Theo Manny were actually speaking on the way home in the car from training on Saturday, just saying the weights that he was lifting in the gym and the way he's able to move. He's years ahead of what we were when we were 19 and 20. There's great days ahead for him down the line, but hopefully Sunday can be one as well in whatever role he plays.
And we had new management coming in this year with Ben O'Connor. They seem, even off the field, quite different personalities. Does that translate as well into their coaching style between himself and Pat Ryan?
Yeah, of course they're different personalities, but Ben has been very clear that a lot of things weren't broken, so there's no need to necessarily fix some of those things. He's not come in and he's not thrown everything that Pat's done out the window and said, right, we're going to do this, sir, and we're not doing that anymore. He's been very clear with the players and with his own management group that obviously tweaks need to be made here and there, but that would be like with every management. If Pat was back this year, there'd still be tweaks needed to be made here and there. That's what we're trying to do, but I obviously know Ben very well. He trained us and coached us in Charleville as well, and I would have looked up to him when he was playing with Cork as well, because obviously he only lived over the road from us in Charleville. So it's a privilege to be able to play for Idle, and it's a privilege to be able to play for a player that's done it all and has done it all in management so far as well.
Does that feed into the group making a difference, having someone on the line who has done it, and you've got Ronan Curran in there as well? Does it add a little bit of an extra belief to the team because they've got first-hand experience knowing what actually needs to happen out there?
Yeah, I'm sure it does, yeah. I suppose from my point of view, and from a lot of guys my age, our point of view, we all were the young car kids going to matches now, going watching those guys in Croke Park in Thurleston and winning trophies. So it's a privilege to be able to talk to them every night of training and trying to carry out what they want to do and just carry our ideas to them and listen to their ideas. They're top class guys, and it's a privilege to be able to play for them and hopefully play for them over the next three seasons as well.
He's been very forthright when talking to the media after games that He actually said it during the week that he doesn't want anyone on the team to be kind of toying the party line, and he wants his players to express themselves and be confident. And we saw that with Alan Connolly earlier on in the year, outlining that this Cork team wanted to win the league, the Munster and the All-Ireland. And just at the start of the week as well, Alan said that when this team is playing at their best, nobody can beat them. Is it really reassuring having a manager that just says, go out and say what everyone is thinking? You know, we don't need to be putting a couple of cliches out there. Every team wants to go out and win all of these three things.
Yeah, like, I think, you know, you want to win every game you can. You want to try and win every trophy you can. You know, every panel has got its own, I suppose, personalities and its own kind of free spirits, and Alan is a free spirit, and he's, and you know, that's what makes, you know, what makes the team really, like, you know, what makes the team special and what makes our group special. And you know, but like, I don't, what people are probably trying ignoring a little bit as well is how good Alan is on the field as well, you know. And even in the league final, I think he got, like, in as a forward unit, where a forward unit probably didn't fire, or didn't probably work hard enough to beat Limerick. He worked, and he got the majority of our tackles, and he nailed his frees, which is a new role for him as well. So, you know, it's he's a top class player, and he's a top class guy, and along with Ben as well.
Do you think there's a little bit of outside noise wanting to latch on to any time a Cork player exposes a little bit of confidence? There's an easy label to say Cork are cocky and they're this and they're that, but in reality you're just going out saying what everyone else is thinking.
It's working both ways too, though. Like, you know, I think over the last 2 years it's been a little bit like, if Cork win a game, or they're going to win the All-Ireland, whereas, and then if Cork lose a game, you know, they're not getting out of Munster. So, you know, like, we don't pay attention to it at all, really, to be honest, you know. We know that we've got, you know, huge supporters and great fans that are filling those stadiums, and every time you go to a field, there's a sea of red. So they are the kind of things that we're focusing on, and obviously just, you know, just trying to perform to the best we can. You know, we're not, you know, disrespecting any opposition in terms of our preparation. We know how good everyone is, and we're preparing as much as we can like that.
How enjoyable is it to play in front of those kind of crowds? Like, having been in the crowd myself, I know it's unbelievable as a spectator, but it must be something so special to be able to be on a field when you look up and see the flares and see the sea of red, and especially when you're a team that's playing well and a little bit creatively.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of the most special things that could happen, like, kind of in your lifetime, you know, like, you're a young fella, you know, going out, kind of fulfilling your dream of playing for Cork, and then you see just the support and the sea of red. Like, it doesn't matter where it's at, Croke Park in the All-Ireland final or a league game in Parky Queen, you know, every time you run out onto the field, it's a sea of red, and it just, like, it brings goosebumps every time you walk out. And, you know, if we might get a little bit of a run in the match, you can hear the Cork crowd roaring, and, you know, they've been unbelievable to us over the last two seasons especially. And, you know, we wish, obviously, that we could have brought home as many trophies as we can. We've brought home a few, but there's a few that have probably slipped our grasp. But, you know, we're trying our best again in 2026 to, you know, give them something to cheer about as well.
Gerry Hussey has been brought into the management team as well to work with yourselves as players. Is there something specific he's brought in, or is he working with individuals on a one-to-one basis?
He's working with the group in general. You know, he's our performance coach, and he's carrying a lot of the activities that Gary Keegan would have carried out previously with Pat Ryan. But I suppose the one thing Gerry has brought in more than anything is just that kind of element of fun. You know, I suppose, like, you know, you're playing such probably high pressure environments, you're probably thinking and getting a little bit nervous maybe before matches every now and again. So he's just kind of trying to strip it back and just bring it back to, you know, you're playing, like, and you're fulfilling your dream, like, that you probably would have had of when you were a kid. And, you know, it's fun, it's only a game of hurling at the end of the day, and you're playing in front of such a big crowd, and you get to express everything, all your talent that you've got inside you. So they're the kind of message that he's bringing over the last quite number of months that he's been involved, and, you know, he's been a breath of fresh air, to be fair.
Very good. Well, Dara, thank you very much for talking to us, and best of luck at the weekend and the season ahead.
Thanks so much for having us. Cheers.
Ronan, as I said to Ben O'Connor, he's had some fantastic days in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship as a player. So have you, growing up and becoming a Cork Senior Hurler and playing in the Munster Hurling Championship. It's very special. How does being on the sideline, trying to, you know, dictate the how a match is going to go, how is that going to go, and how much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, the Munster Championship is a very special competition, obviously. I suppose, like, you know, we always dreamed of playing in it and stuff like that, so it's a bit different on the line. I suppose your lack of control is kind of hard, like, but it's good to try and, you know, bring the best out of players, get the best out of a team and so on. Like, and it's a very special championship, obviously, and, like, you know, we grew up in, you know, Cork and Tip, up in Thurles and down here and stuff like that, like, so it's just a game you really, really look forward to.
How happy are you overall coming out of the National League? You didn't get the trophy, as Ben said after the game. You got everything, just about everything else you were looking for out of it. You've had a good look at a couple of new players. You've tested them out at different stages. There seems to be a real intensity about the training and the squad right now, which is what you'd want and expect at this time of year. But from your point of view, what's the thing you got the most out of this National League?
I suppose competition really was the biggest thing, you know, competition for places and places on the panel. Like, you know, I suppose when we came in, we always thought we wanted to bring a level of competition and intensity to training and stuff like that. So you fellas making decisions under pressure when they get the games, it becomes that little bit, I won't say easier because it's never easy out there, but you know, you're more used to it and stuff. So it was great to blood a few new lads. I don't know, did we play 33 or 34 players throughout the league, something like that, like, you know, and a lot of them applied themselves very well. Obviously, a few fellas would be disappointed to not get more game time and stuff like that, but that's the nature of the beast when you have so many players on the panel. Obviously, Will Buckley went very well over the league campaign. Tommy O'Connell came in, Darragh O'Leary came in. There was a lot of good cameos from the bench and stuff like that. And delighted with that side of the league. Obviously, a lot of learnings, especially from last Sunday's game. Obviously up against an unbelievable opposition. So we got to learn from that, take the positives, whatever we can kind of tinker with, like for the Tip game, you know, and bring them forward.
Yeah, the intensity, as Ben has said, is going to absolutely ratchet up, as you would expect it to for the Munster Senior Hurling Championship going into the back garden of the All-Ireland Champions. There's going to be so much hype about what happened in last year's All-Ireland Final. Am I right in saying that you've drawn a line under that? This is a new season and really you've got to play the game that's in front of you rather than harping back to what happened?
Yeah, there's a lot of that, and you have to draw a line to it to a certain extent, but you also got to learn from the things, like maybe we didn't apply ourselves well at, the things we have to get better at and so on. The intensity levels is going to be through the roof when it comes to Thurles. Obviously, the game last Sunday was good for us, good preparation for the championship. It's a game we wanted. But I say, like, there's things we have to improve, but one thing that we can't be short of is a massive work rate, massive intensity, and a massive want for that battle and that fight the next day in Thurles, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Whenever you play Tip, cliche alert, it's never an easy game. They're the All-Ireland champions, obviously. They've gone a bit, it's been a quieter run into it because there's been a lot of hype about the Cork and Limerick National League final. So they're coming in not under the radar. You know exactly what you're going to get. Did you take specific things that you saw from Limerick and things that you did in the National League final that you can immediately translate into this game? Or when you came out of the National League, was it always a case of, right, it's clean slate, this is what we're going to do in the Munster Championship?
Yeah, there's a bit of both to it. Obviously, look, the first thing we got to realise is Tip are the All-Ireland champions. You know, we're going up to their backyard. We're trying to take them on. It's as simple as that. Like, you know, they won a great All-Ireland final like last year. And, you know, we're going in there. I suppose there's things from the league that we can improve on and bring to that game. As I said, there's things from last year's game that we have to look at. But obviously, like, Liam Cattle is a very shrewd man. He's going to have his tactics on the ball. He'll throw a few curveballs at us. We have to be ready for them with our whatever plans we have. You know, they can play in lots of different ways. They create space very well. Their interplay is very good. Ball to hand, the players, they know what they're doing. So we've got to be ready for a few different variations of the Tipperary, like, you know, and we're just looking forward to the battle going up, taking on the All-Ireland champions.
The intensity of the Munster Senior Hurling Championship is, as soon as this one is over, it'll be instantly forgotten. Probably not forgotten, but you'll be immediately getting the headlines of, here come Limerick. Does the fact that the matches come so quickly, I know as a player you probably appreciate it because you didn't really have much time to wallow if you lost and much time to think about if you won. And from a management point of view, is it much the same? Look, we've got to get a result in Tipperary if we can. But whatever happens Monday morning, we're turning around for Limerick. Then we've got Clare and Waterford coming down the line. It does come at you so. This is where your squad as well will be huge, running like that. You're going to get injuries. the intensity of the Munster Senior Hurling Championship that the lads would have experienced last year and done very, very well in. How important is that, no, that experience of going well in it?
Yeah, it's very important, and obviously the turnaround is very fast, and the big danger of that, obviously, as you mentioned there, is the injuries. You know, Sean O'Donoghue picked up a bad knock the last day, like, you know, so we're looking at that, and like, if you pick up a knock here at any stage, you could be out for 3 or 4 weeks, you could miss 2 or 3 games and stuff like that, and that's the hard part of it. Mm. But the one thing I will say is we're not looking past Tipperary next Sunday week. It's all about Tipperary. We can move on after that game, but right now every single part of us is concerned on going up to Tipperary, taking on the All-Ireland champions. And when that's done, whatever way it goes, if there's learnings from that after that game, then we'll go forward, but it's all Tipperary now.
Excellent stuff. Everybody in the Big Red Bench wishes you all the best of luck and the Munster Championship.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
On Sunday, April 19th, as the curtain raiser to the Cork and Tipperary Munster Senior Hurling Championship opening round clash, Cork and Tip will also meet in round one of the 2026 Munster Camogie Senior Championship with a 2 p.m. throw-in at Semple Stadium. Joining us here on the Big Red Bench to preview that game is the Cork Camogie Senior Manager, Ger Manley. Ger, you're very welcome back to the bench. How are you?
Very good, Ger. Thanks very much. Looking forward to it now, I suppose. Look, we had a bit of inactivity for the last few weeks there, so it's good to get back, I suppose, look, to get a few games underneath our belt before the championship starts in June.
Before we get into Cork and Tip, have you ever known a more difficult National League campaign as a manager? I say difficult because of the number of players that you didn't have available, either for travelling, injury, and the transition in the squad that took place during that campaign.
Look, we knew we had a bit of pain, I suppose, but look, we were probably happy enough in general. We went over the league, we got a lot of time into a lot of the newer players, I suppose where we probably disadvantaged. We had a lot of our squad players probably missing as well. Injuries, Mamie O'Connor, Kira Sull, Tota Finn, and look, hopefully we'll have them back for championship. Hopefully Amy might give us a time on Sunday or in the next couple of weeks, but it's been tough. I suppose we're after losing some huge experience, some icons really that have played with Cork, and some of the girls have moved on to Australia and stuff, and some have gone travelling and some have stepped away. So look, it was difficult. Look, I'm not going to cover it up or anything, but look, in general, I suppose we had some good days, we had some bad days. I suppose first game in Swarford, I thought we played quite well. Antrim, we were disappointing really against Antrim. Kilkenny, we were excellent. Played well for Tip for half an hour, 40 minutes. And then against Galway, look, Galway were very good in the day and we probably struggled a bit. But look, we looked at it, the girls have looked at it, and to give them their credit, the girls have really trained hard over the last couple of weeks. And look, I think we've improved a bit now in the last couple of weeks and I'm hoping for a good performance on Sunday.
Does the fact that, you know, you were out of the National League final running and weren't involved in that this year, which is a change, did you have more time to work with the players, you and the backroom team, and was that a benefit?
Look, it matches. Like, I'd rather be in the final. And look, let's be honest, even up to the last day, if we'd beaten Galway, we were in the running. And if you look back on the results, I suppose we could have got there. But look, we try to win every match. It's been the matter of the Cork Camogie since I've been involved. This is my fifth year now, and I think the girls are like that. They're very competitive and they set their standards high. And look, I suppose we had to look at ourselves as a selection committee, and we looked at the girls of themselves. And look, we got together, and there's been a bit of, you know, brainstorming. And I think, look, we understand where we're at, but I think there's a lot of work that we put in the last month there. So, and like, matches will bring them on. Like, we've a lot of girls playing with the under-23s with Jerry Wallace. That's making a big difference as well. And look, they're after qualifying for the semi-final of the All-Ireland as well, which has given games to our girls. So we are looking forward to it. And I think, look, we know we have to improve, but I don't think we'll be far away, hopefully, when it comes to the championship end.
And that's the thing, despite the transition, despite losing the likes of, you know, having the likes of Saoirse McCarthy, Amy Leely, as you said, you weren't far off reaching the league final. And what I've also noticed over the last few games covering, there's a hunger now amongst the group that want to rectify, like, you know, want to get back to, you know, doing what Cork do, which is challenge for provincial titles, challenge for All-Ireland titles. Is one benefit of what's happened over the last couple of months, Ger, that you got a chance to look at players you mightn't necessarily have had if everyone was available? Some of the younger players from the 23 panel, Niamh McNabola, Amy McCarthy, you know, those types of players, Millie Condon, like, they've had a run of games and they've been exposed to what it's like to get hit at senior level. Yeah. That's got to be a bonus going into this.
Oh, totally. Look, and it's a big step up, I think, Amy, or Millie Condon, Ava Fitz have been huge successes. Orla Crimmin, like we've some more Macabola, Amy McCarthy there from Canada has done very well in the under 23s, and like she's in training with us there the last few weeks. But I mean, that's the step up. We're trying to get them used. So I suppose the standards that's required, the game has changed, it has gone more physical. So we're trying to get them used to that, I suppose, and our training sessions have mirrored that if we can. But I mean, you can beat matches, and I think for the younger girls to get games with the 23s, with the senior squad, it is working out well. But look, it has been traditional, and we know that. We know that there was going to be a bit of pain. But look, where our aim is the 5th of June. Look, we're hoping to do well on Sunday to get another game, the Munster Championship. But Tip are a very good team as well. So I know we're really looking forward to it. Like I think our training has gone well the last couple of weeks. But look, the proof being the pudding Sunday, we just have to see where we're at after Sunday.
The fact it's at Semple Stadium before the Munster Senior Hurling Championship match, the fact it's a sellout and there's going to be a massive crowd there. Some of the Barris players would have played in Semple Stadium, obviously up to our own, with the All-Ireland. But for a lot of players, they may have played at Semple Stadium, but not in the second half or hopefully most of the game to this kind of atmosphere. Yeah. I mean, it's a positive. This is something you train for. This is what you want to be part of.
Well, I said it'll be the biggest crowd that we'll probably play in front of this year, unless we get to the All-Ireland final. There'll be a huge crowd, hopefully, by the time the second half will kick off, because normally the Cork supporters have been quite good. We've been played in front of matches previously, but this is probably unique in that it's Cork Tip in both games, so there'll be a Tip crowd in to watch it, and hopefully we'll get some of the Cork crowd in as well. But I mean, yeah, it's good. Look, what more do you want? Munster Championship game in Turles for any Cork hurler, men's or I suppose the Camogie girls, they're looking forward to it. We are looking forward to it. Look, Turles is always best. I think the Cork team brings out the best in Cork teams. We played there last year or the year before in the Munster final. The girls have played there. I suppose a few of them have played there. Previously, the older girls would have done, but a lot of young girls wouldn't see it. So look, there's going to be a big atmosphere. Look, the crowds going up, traffic. Like, I think this is something that they're looking forward to, and we're bringing that to them as well.
And just finally, Ger, obviously you want to win the game. You've prepped to win the game. The team is primed to win the game. But what do you need out of this game more than anything, along with the victory?
I suppose performances. We want to get confidence into the girls. You know, we want to get back hurling well, I suppose. Look, the league was tough for us, but I think we trained well. A few of the girls are back. Serge McCarthy's back. Amy O'Connor will be on the squad. We've experienced Maeve Callahan be back. She missed the last game or two as well. Bit of an injury, but we're getting them back. And I suppose just get game time into the girls at this level. It's hugely important. The younger girls as well. And there's a few of the squad players have kicked on from last year, which is important. But I suppose the main thing for us is to get a winning performance. We need, you know, to get a few wins and underneath our belt skin to get the show back on the road.
Indeed, on Sunday, April 19th, preliminary round of the Munster Senior Camogie Championship, Cork versus Tipperary at FPD Semple Stadium with a 2 p.m. throw-in. Germani, to you, the backroom team, and all the players from everybody here on the bench, all the best with that.
Thanks very much, Joe. Thank you.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.